A few years ago, the man in charge of an archive of thousands of Norway's most important documents and books died. And he died without telling anyone the password to the database. That became the problem of Norway's National Center of Language and Culture 2 years ago when the center acquired the archive. The center's director, Ottar Grepstad, asked the Norwegian government for help, but they weren't able to get in either. And so, last week, Mr. Grepstad went on Norwegian national radio to ask the hacker community to crack the password. 25,000 people responded. But as Mr. Grepstad told us, the one who succeeded had to use outdated technology to do it.
Most people today use Microsoft programs or something like that. And this was an old DOS program for those who are familiar with it. And we had to find someone who knew these kind of databases, and you bet there were many of them.
Now, what exactly is in the archives?
It is a catalog of a huge and very worthful book collection owned by Mr. Reidar Djupedal, who was a famous Norwegian historian. And he died in 1989, and then his son-in-law did this catalog work, and then he suddenly died himself, and nobody knew anything.
So what kind of books might have been included, or what kind of papers, and what would they
Every
have been?
Every kind of books, a huge department of books about the Second World War, many books on also American history, Norwegian and European languages. This man was interested in everything, and he was a book collector of 17,000 books.
Do you have any idea what kinds of techniques these hackers were using to try to get into the database?
No, I think they used common knowledge about databases and this program specifically, and it seems it wasn't any large case to solve the password, which was quite simple, but to find the right DOS program, that was not so simple.
Mm-hmm. Right. It turns out the password was quite simple. Tell us who figured it out and what the password was.
A 25-year-old Swede called Joachim Eriksson used only 1 hour to make all the files available for us. And the password was Djupedal inverse.
Mm-hmm.
Ladepyd.
If you read the gentleman's name backwards.
Yes.
That's the password.
That's the password.
And his name is Djupedal.
Yes.
How do you spell that?
D-J-U-P for Peter, E-D-A-L.
And did Mr. Eriksson just decide, well, let's start with the easiest idea, or?
No, I think when he looked at the files, and then he could see some clues of this password. So the password was almost visible at his screen. But then the problem was how to open the files. And then he had to find the right version of the program, and that was his big work. But he didn't need more than 1 hour, and then everything was open and okay.
Now, have you decided how you're going to handle passwords in the future?
Oh, yes. We have a good security system. We have a list of our passwords in our safe, stored in a magazine, which is locked up. So there is no problem.
Unless someone steals the safe.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us, Mr. Grepstad.
Thank you.
Ottar Grepstad is director of the Ivar Aasen Center of Language and Culture in Sunnmøre, Norway.